You got questions about Chicago? Me too. I'm Erin Allen, host of the Curious City podcast, where each week I answer your questions about the region. From mysteries like, is this building haunted? To questions like, what happens to birds that get stuck inside O'Hare Airport? We get into the answers every Wednesday. Then on Thursdays, come back for a deeper dive where we pull a thread from Wednesday's questions to uncover even more surprising and hidden layers. Listen to Curious City wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago has its flashy Loop theaters, but the city is also known for its gutsy neighborhood storefronts. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana visited one in Chicago's Back of the Yards neighborhood on the south side. It's where she discovered a show that connects to its audience through a sense of place.
But that's what's crazy, because I do love theater. And what's crazy is that, like, when I was a kid, like, I used to pretend here, you know.
Ruth on the Rocks is about Ruth Guerra's life growing up on Chicago's South Side as a Mexican-American first-generation woman. The show is being performed at the Storyfront near the corner of Ashland and 44th Street. It's interactive and it's immersive. Throughout the performances, people in the audience laugh, scream, get up from their seats, dance, and even cry. Guerra starts each show by explaining how together her and the audience will create a mixtape.
At this playlist, this is not just a program. There is a song list here. And you're gonna pick out the songs that you want on this mixtape.
Each song represents a story or a moment from her life, like the bond between her and her son, her family history, even topics like addiction, mental health, and generational trauma. The play was written by Guerra and is directed by her longtime collaborator, Ricardo Gamboa.
A lot of times when we think Latino theater, we think that means like just telling a Latino story. This is gonna be a story about how hard it is growing up in the hood. But for us, like, we wanted this play to feel like, you know, you were at a basement party, because we wanted to do a play that really reflects Latino reality.
That Latino reality is represented in the performance space. It has mismatched restaurant chairs lined up in what now looks more like a living room, and every inch of the floor is used as the stage. There's an elote cart that doubles as the DJ booth. Some of the walls are still covered in old wood paneling, and there's pictures of Guerra's family hanging from the walls. The public would never guess that Guerra's autobiographical dramedy is being performed in her late father's former refrigerator repair shop.
She only performs for 50 minutes, so the show changes every night. But I think one thing that's been consistent throughout is that every show has been sold out. And what I love about our audience is, like, it's always multiracial. It's always intergenerational.
As Guerra looks at the crowd, she sees people from the community, even friends from grade school. Ari Fabela wanted to come check out the show after hearing about where it was being performed.
It caught my attention because I actually grew up in the neighborhood, so I wanted to see what it was about. I was trying to remember the space and what it was before, because I know that my parents used to go to the Swaparama when we were little. And yeah, so I remember walking down here, trying to remember what it was.
Guerra says that's what it's all about, putting on a show for this specific audience.
Just being immigrants here, and even me, like, first generation, having to assimilate, but also still respecting the upbringing and valuing the work that my parents put in.
And the best part for Guerra is the show's location. It's where she would perform for her family as a little girl, and it's where she feels at home.
I couldn't have done this anywhere else. I know there was moments of, like, crying and laughing, but at the end of the day, it's community. It's building community. That's all it ever was when I was growing up. So when I thought about performing, I always thought about performing for my neighbors and my people.
Guerra and Gamboa say they're proud to bring theater to the Bagley Yards neighborhood after a year of effort, because places on the south or west side don't usually get the funding or resources for theater. They say every time the show is performed, it represents their Herculean effort. Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEZ News.